Hello, beautiful. This is Jennifer Hadley, and our prayer for today is for being of service. Let us be of service in the house of the Lord. So we place our hand on our heart, and we're being of service to ourselves first because all is one. And so when we serve ourselves, we serve God, as long as we're not being self-serving. To the exclusion of others, but we share the benefits of our healing and our expansion with everyone. So we begin with our hand on our heart. We open our mind. We partner up. Yes. And we recognize that the house of the Lord is where our heart is. Yes. Yes. Discovering that Christ within. So we open ourselves to the unlimited and the unprecedented by calling the name of God. In the name of God, beloved, I am that I am. I declare that I am willing to know my true identity and to see and know and accept the true identity of all my brothers and sisters. I'm willing to see the truth and know the truth, and feel the truth, and hear the truth. I'm willing to be the truth. And that is an act of profound service, to align with the truth, to align with divine will. This is our prayer today. So we open ourselves in gratitude. We open our mind in love, in compassion, in true forgiveness. We're grateful and thankful to allow ourselves to be anchored in love, compassion, kindness, gentleness, forgiveness. We're developing that consistency of heart so that we're willing to choose love and compassion and forgiveness, gentleness, patience, kindness, no matter what. And when we forget to choose it, we forgive ourselves for having forgotten. We are grateful and thankful to walk in the world being of service in the sweetest and simplest ways, really available for healing, truly available for healing. We're willing to drop the judgments, the complaints, the habits of taking offense, cultivating a sense of separation, feeling unworthy, judging, lack, attack. Yes, we're willing to be a humble servant in the house of our Mother, Father, God. We're grateful and thankful to cultivate that compassionate heart, that willingness to see and know and feel and hear the truth by cultivating the practice of love and gratitude all day long. We celebrate our ability to choose again. Yes. Oh, so grateful for that ability to choose again. In gratitude, we share the benefits with everyone. In gratitude, we let it be. In gratitude, we rejoice that God is and we are that life of God made manifest. In gratitude, we let it be. In gratitude, we know it's done, and so it is. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Oh, what a blessing to be of service. It is such a great gift that we get to share. Being of service in our Mother, Father, God's house. Wow. So, radio show today. Yes, radio show today. Gift of Freedom is my topic. I'm going to share about that teaching from A Course in Miracles, which I love. Love, 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 love. And I love, 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 love you. Thank you for being my prayer partner today. Let us have a great and glorious day accepting that gift of freedom. Accepting it. We don't have to invent it or make it. We get to accept it and to allow it. How wonderful. And this week, class, Living A Course in Miracles with David Hoffmeister. Miracles in Our Awakening Mind. Oh, yeah. Good stuff. Gosh, I love to do a class with David Hoffmeister. It's been a while, and I'm really looking forward to getting together with my friend and sharing the teachings that we love so much. God is good. Thank you for being my prayer partner. Mm-hmm.